We started this, our NSABP protocol B31, in February of 00. And you know, originally, when these trials were discussed, the NSABP trial was going to be the indication trial. And as it had originally been discussed, that the North Central trial would come in at an interval well after the NSABP trial had started, because it really didn't make a whole lot of sense to do two concurrent trials in a population of node-positive patients that accounted for only one quarter of the spectrum, or perhaps even less. But as it turned out, since we were an indication trial, there were many more regulatory hurdles to overcome. And, you know, by the time all the regulatory prerequisites were met, I mean, these trials started almost concomitantly. I think, you know, there was only a few month difference in the time that the NSABP trial started and the North Central trial started, which I don't think anyone had envisioned would happen, or certainly wasn't planned that way. So I think what started out as a single trial ended as a single trial because that was the right thing to do. You know, I think that the rate of accrual for a quarter of the population with node-positive disease distributed between not only two competing groups, but a third as well, if you include the BCIRG study, it just was less than ideal. I think it became apparent to many of us, including the North Central, and including Genentech, that there was a need to really maintain focus on what it is that these trials were all about, namely to determine the efficacy of Herceptin in women with breast cancer. And if we could bring the answer to the fore sooner, that was the right thing to do. So, you know, this wasn't simply that somebody decided we're going to have a look at the data. I mean, this was a very demanding and rigorous process where a combined analysis plan was put together by John Bryant with North Central, and it was submitted to both CTEP, who was on board, by the way, almost immediately, again, because it was the right thing to do, and then it was sent formally to the FDA, because it required a number of changes, one of these changes being that we wished to change the endpoint for analysis from overall survival to disease-free survival, which also made sense. At the time that our trial was started in February of 00, we used survival as an endpoint. I mean, today we're using disease-free survival as an endpoint for our adjuvant trial. So it was changed to disease-free survival. The deliberations that went on between us and the FDA were in-depth and went on for a long period of time. Once it was approved, then I think things moved very rapidly. I mean, the joint analysis plan was approved in January of 05, and the data monitoring committee met the third week of April, I believe. And, you know, the first interim analysis indicated the number of requisite events had been surpassed. You know, the requirement was for 355. We actually had 395, and that the prerequisites for disclosure of the data was a p-value of, I think, 10 to the minus 3, and we had a p-value of 10 to the minus 13.
Any guess about how much earlier we got this result than if we had waited for the original overall survival from the trial?
I think we saved considerable amount of time, probably 2 years. The NSABP study by itself also crossed the boundaries with the proviso that we use disease-free survival as an endpoint, which was not the primary endpoint of the single analysis or the single trial analysis.
And just to clarify, make sure everybody's on the same page, the idea here was the NSABP trial was two arms, the North Central trial was three arms, and you took the two common arms and did that as the combined analysis.
Precisely. I mean, the arms were so similar that not to combine them, I think, would have been a disservice to women with breast cancer.
I know that when people first heard that this is going to be done, this type of analysis is going to be done, I was hearing a lot of concerns and questions, you know, about whether, quote, it was legitimate. I think the concern was if the difference had been fairly modest, you know, was this really legitimate? But once people saw the huge difference, people kind of stopped questioning it. Was that your take on what happened?
The methodology used for the combined analysis was absolutely solid. I mean, it was the right thing to do. I mean, in essence, it was one trial with some minor variations, certainly for the common arms. So if the result had been considerably less impressive or marginal, I still think it would have been a reflection on what was actually going on.